financial markets have been up and down this week as investors grow increasingly worried about inflation. That's partly because of President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. $1,400 checks are arriving in Americans' bank accounts, but some economists fear that between that stimulus and millions of Americans hopefully returning to work this summer, inflation will skyrocket to levels we haven't seen in decades. Geeta Gopinath is chief economist for the International Monetary Fund. Geeta, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. It's great to join you.
And why don't we define the fear that we're talking about here? It was the 1970s and 80s when the U.S. last experienced serious inflation. Prices soared, and then so did interest rates in an effort to cool things down. What does a period of sustained inflation do to the economy?
The problem with inflation is that if you go to stores and if you see that the things that you typically buy, the prices of that are going up much faster than you expected, and your paychecks aren't keeping pace, then you're just going to have less purchasing power and you're not going to be able to buy as much. Obviously, it's bad for you in terms of your consumption, and it's also bad for the economy because the economy cannot maintain high levels of economic activity.
Well, some economists are warning that this huge injection of cash into the economy with the COVID relief bill could make this happen again. But the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said this week that the risks are low. Here he is.
People start businesses. They reopen restaurants. The airlines will be flying again. All of those things will happen. And so it'll turn out to be a one-time sort of bulge in prices, but it won't change inflation going forward.
So Powell there saying that there will be a spike in prices, but that inflation would be temporary. What do you think?
I agree with him. If you look at the evidence from the last three decades, that is where it would lead you to. And there are three main reasons for it, which is one is that there is a lot of slack in the U.S. labor market. So if you look at the number of unemployed Americans, that's around 10 million. In addition, there are 4 million who have left the labor force. So there is a lot of slack there. The second is that the sensitivity of inflation to slack has changed. You know, when unemployment was around 10% in 2009 and then dropped all the way to 3.5% in 2019, I mean, inflation barely moved. I mean, it stayed very stable. And a third factor is inflation expectations. If you look at what people expect inflation will be in 5 years or 10 years, it's very close to the 2% number. And so for these three sets of reasons, you would conclude that you're likely to see a transitory bump in inflation, but it's not going to last into the future.
My question is, how do you really know? Because people have pointed to the failed inflation predictions of 2009 during the Obama stimulus and the monetary policy of the Great Recession. That didn't happen. There was no inflation. But this is different. This stimulus is much larger. The economy is poised to open up again as the virus gets under control. Many people actually have quite a bit of savings built up over the past year. How can we trust the predictions that you just gave that inflation won't happen when we really haven't been in a situation like this before?
No, that's absolutely right. I think one has to have some humility there and say that these are extraordinary times. While there will be a period when people will want to kind of make up for the lost opportunities of the last year, that is transitory and that changes over time. So I think what I would watch out for, given the uncertainty, is what's happening with inflation expectations. And there is good data on that. If we see that inflation expectations are in fact going up in a way that we haven't seen over the last three decades, then that would be a cause for concern.
Why does that matter? And whose expectations are we talking about?
The reason this matters is because, for instance, if you expect prices to go up by 3% instead of 2%, then when you start negotiating paychecks, you're going to ask for a 3% raise and not a 2% raise. And when you automatically do that, then that's going to translate into higher wages of 3%, and then that's going to pass through some into prices, and inflation is going to go up. So it can become quite self-fulfilling.
I see. Is it possible that some economists aren't worried about inflation because they frankly haven't seen it in 40 to 50 years? It's sort of like the pandemic. We didn't think it would happen because no one could remember the last time it did 100 years ago.
Oh, that certainly could certainly be the case. I mean, if you listen to Chair Powell, you know, there is some of that impression you come away with, because he said that it's not enough for us to kind of forecast that inflation will be higher. We actually have to see it. That, to me, is a statement of the fact that they've spent a decade trying to get inflation perfectly up to target, and it hasn't worked. So, indeed, there is that bit of scarring, which is that until we see it, we're not going to believe it.
If the Fed thinks the bump in prices is temporary, and then it does turn out to be wrong for whatever reason, will it be too late to act, or does it just sort of adjust interest rates and everything goes back to normal?
The Fed does have tools, including raising interest rates. But it's not necessarily going to be smooth. If you have to raise interest rates very quickly, then that, you know, in the past has led to recessions. We could see inflation going up if it goes up persistently, but it's not like a very massive jump and then stays at a much higher level for a long time. You know, they would gradually raise interest rates and bring down inflation. And that would be more orderly as opposed to having to raise interest rates very quickly. I think that could be quite disorderly.
Geeta Gopinath is chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.